prominent points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And away we go. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Today, we are broadcasting live from Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama for the GCGA Tour event. It'll be happening today right around 12:30. I am Randy Bergen as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Man, we've got an action-packed hour for you. But first, my podsy, Danny Spivey, Dan, are you ready to play in the GCGA event today that happens right here at Glen Lakes?
It happens right here, Randall, and I could not be more excited. This will be twice we've played together in the last month.
I know.
I mean, that's going on the record. I don't know what's going on. Of course, today's individual, so I'm going to have my game face on.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to have my game face on today, but it's always a pleasure to come down here to Glen Lakes and everybody. And our next guest you're going to talk about is just such a wonderful person. So just the hospitality here is so wonderful, and just looking forward to seeing all the gang out here. The stars will be arriving here shortly. The celebrities, we have them meandering through the clubhouse right now, I'm sure, getting their game face on. So going to be a big day out here at Glen Lakes, as well as on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. Let's introduce our next gentleman here. He is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club. And, oh, by the way, the great nephew of Baseball Hall of Famer, the great St. Louis Cardinals, Stan the Man Musial. Here he is. Put your hands together for David Musial.
Yes. All right. Glad
to be here today, my man.
Hey, appreciate you guys coming to Glen Lakes. Always a pleasure to have the show here, and got a nice crowd for the tournament today. Got some good players, and golf course is just in great shape. My superintendent, William Dabney's just done a great job with the golf course. Got them cut, double cut, and rolled today. They should roll great, and I appreciate all you guys coming out and your support of the club.
Well, look, we're looking forward to it. You mentioned William Dabney, your superintendent, and the greens are in fabulous shape. We were out here Friday for a little practice round, and they really are, Danny. I think you're really going to enjoy them. We have all enjoyed them for sure. Let's welcome in the fourth member of our broadcast team today. He is one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill, the man with the voice, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Brandt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Nice to be here. Man, Glen Lakes looks amazing. I turned around the corner off of the expressway there onto 20 and looked over, and I saw this green wonderland of people playing golf and enjoying themselves, and I realized I'll be there next.
You're absolutely right. You talk about number 16. Whenever you turn off of the Foley Beach Express, you turn right here on 20, and running parallel is number 16, the par 5. The question begs, do you go for it or do you lay up?
Okay. Well, you got a points game, so, you know, more of you give it a go at it when you get inside that 230 yardage, get you a go at it.
I like the way you're thinking,
David. That's right. Go for it. Go.
Hey, I want to remind you, the summer issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways Golf, it is now on the streets. I'm telling you, it is a fantastic edition. And what that means for you, great articles, great tips, great information, and absolutely great golf discounts. The magazines are free, so pick one up today. You can get one at most any golf course around. They're also at restaurants, hotels, condos, they're all over the place. But listen, if you can't find one, go to our website, go to southernfairwaysgolf.com, check out the tab that says deals. You'll be able to get golf up to 50% off. You can check out the podcast, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search us at Southern Fairways Golf. And you can also get the digital version of the magazine. Our publisher, Joey Johnson, does an absolutely fabulous job. Our golfing gourmet, Danny, has got a little recipe in there that's pretty tasty. As a matter of fact, I did do that yesterday.
Did you? Good.
And it was fabulous.
Did a little marinade for everybody, a little wet marinade. Matt, I know you'll appreciate that. A little simple, some little tips in there too. One of the things about grilling meat on the grill, always want to bring that meat to room temperature before you throw it on hot grill. Make it nice and juicy.
Yeah, I read that the other day, and I was like, it's time for steak night.
Steak night.
Steak night. I'm ready.
I'm telling you, if you haven't been to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, it is one of I'm not saying one. It is the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast. David, I know you go over there quite a bit.
It's my favorite. That you know, and I've got family in Mobile, and it's an easy place to meet right there off the interstate, and just fantastic. Matt, you guys do a great job over there, and just about everything on the menu. It's a great place for a party, bringing a group together, just a nice atmosphere and just great food.
We're going to talk more about that, yeah. Obviously. I mean, you know, I mentioned a couple of my favorites. The voodoo pasta with the blackened alligator tail is always a win for me. And for lunch, now, do you still have the Mud Bug quesadillas?
We do. We do. The Mud Bug quesadillas, we have a Bayou burrito. And look, if you're hungry, come get the Bayou burrito. I mean, you're talking about a $9 lunch. Come get have a beer with it because it washes it down really well. It doesn't matter if you're on your lunch hour. Nobody will know. It's fine.
We're on fire.
Get the Gator Bites appetizer.
That's right. Yeah. Get the Gator Bites, Black and Gator. But, yeah, the Bayou burrito, red beans and rice, blackened chicken. You got some other seasonings and spices in there and topped off with our Tasso cheese sauce and then melted cheddar on top of that. You can't go wrong.
You know, and Dave, one of the things I want you to do next time you go by there is always ask, and we encourage folks that are going by there, ask for the Southern Fairways Chip Shop Martini. tell folks a little bit about that one, because not everyone knows about that.
Well, look, this is a special concoction that we put together, and you know, we need more of you listeners to come out and get it so we can start taking more pictures, put it online. But it's a nice little apple martini twist that you'll really enjoy, so come out and try it out.
Good stuff. So be sure and check that out for sure. Hey, we're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards coming up in just a few moments. We'll try to give away some golf throughout the show today, but excited to get out here and play with the GCGA Tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. As mentioned, the golf course in great shape. And, guys, this is what's blowing me away. Today is the last week. This is the last Sunday of regular season golf.
Well, it certainly is, and we'll talk about the Wyndham Championship here in just a little bit. But everybody vying to get in that top 125 right now, and that's not just to get to Liberty National up in New Jersey for the FedEx Cup playoffs, but it's also these guys that are out there. You know, in the game of golf, you got to win money to keep your job.
You do.
You know, so a lot of these guys are trying to get their conditional status to finish in the top 150, maybe get in that 125 so they can retain their card. Of course, you know, the Korn Ferry Tour is going to have, you know, those cards being given out as well. So a guy I'm going to be watching for today, Peyton Kizire, right there at 126. He's projected 118. He's got to have a good round today, and his life will change.
Oh, yeah. And he's, you know, and he's got such a game.
Oh, it's a wonderful game. Yeah. Tuscaloosa kid.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing, though, is these guys are all good, okay? It's funny when we go out and just try to have a good round of golf, and whatever your score may be, you know, you're trying to play a good round. These cats right here, can you imagine, though, just every time they go out, it's going to be there's going to be typically a six in front of their number? How about you there?
I'd be okay with that.
Well, you're absolutely, and you look at this golf course too, Sedgefield up there, of course, synonymous with Sam Snead. This tournament won it a record 8 times on the PGA Tour through the years, but a lot of low scores. It's this time last year. Remember old Brent Snedeker, our buddy, fired a little 59 on him. We had a 59 alert earlier this week, though, as well. So, you know, a lot of low scores. Had some rain go through that beautiful Greensboro, North Carolina golf course. Made a little soft. They're throwing darts out there. They have greens like Glen Lakes, and they'll be able to roll those putts out there. You just see putts dropping from everywhere.
Dave, you got a lot of stuff going on out here as well at Glen Lakes. We're going to talk a lot about it. But one of the big things, folks want to come out and get some lessons because you got you do a lot of lessons, and there's a reason why you do a lot of lessons.
Well, we've got a lot of junior activity this summer as well. We had our first junior league, and we had 36 kids in it, and we've decided that we're going to have a fall league. So any juniors out there, parents interested, give me a call at Glen Lakes, 955-1220. Be happy to help you. We get your junior golfer playing golf, very affordable, the fall league at $60 fee to play in the fall league. As far as for the golf lessons and instruction, just, you know, really excited about being able to help players improve their games. And I've got one of my students today, Nathan Kendrick, that plays at is trying to make the golf team at Troy.
Oh, good.
And is playing in your event today. So he told me who the players to beat, and I told him, of course, Danny and Joey.
There you go. There you go. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards, and we'll go ahead and give away some free golf. Don't go anywhere. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show as we broadcast live from Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. I'm telling you, about 6 miles from Gulf Shores. And Danny, have you noticed? I got my voice back a little bit today.
Yeah, it's not quite, how would we call it? It was Coach Bride / Coach O. You didn't know what to do.
I didn't know.
Talking a Cajun accent or, you know, push golden plates.
No, but it's great to have it back. I did go through a little bit this week where I had laryngitis. So, good to have it back. Good to have it
back. Happiest part of the week for Boom.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. I am Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, the general manager here at Glen Lakes. We're broadcasting from today our good friend David Musial and one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill. My cart mate today, I'll be riding in the cart with, Matt Brandt. We're all here and glad you're on board with us. We're going to get you caught up here on the leaderboards in just a second. But we're going to give away some golf, too. So I want you to go ahead and get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the regular season will come to an end today on the PGA Tour with the 2019 edition of the Wyndham Championship at the beautiful Sedgefield Country Club in Greensboro, North Carolina. They are battling to get inside the top 125 as they can punch their ticket to next week's Liberty National Golf Course to start the FedEx Cup playoffs. On top of the leaderboard, he's 26 in the projected ranks right now in the FedEx Cup. B.H. on, we'll call him Bing Hong, but he's 17 under right now with rounds of 62, 65, 66. He's got a one-shot lead over Bryce Garnett, and there he is. Randy sleeper pick, Webb Simpson, with a third round 65. He's at 16 under par. Ryan Armour's 15 under par. Mitch McConnell look like Paul Casey's 14 under par, as well as Victor Hovland's looking to post a low round today as well. We'll see what happens today as the rest of them try to make it into that top 125.
There you go. The Korn Ferry Tour is in Hayward, California for the 2019 Ellie Mae Classic at TPC Stonebright. Man, I thought that was one of my favorite shows growing up, the Beverly Hillbillies. Ellie Mae, she's got her own tournament now. All right. And your leader right now, the young man from North Augusta, South Carolina, Matthew Nesmith. He has a two-stroke lead at 16 under. This week, the AIG Women's British Open is in Little Brick Hill, England. Guys, I thought that was link style out there. I didn't know they had trees on golf courses out there, but they do. This is the 43rd edition of the AIG Women's British Open since its debut in 1976. This event is organized and administered by the R&A and co-sanctioned by both the LPGA Tour and the Ladies European Tour. Your leader right now, Japan's 20-year-old Hanako Subhuno.
You like that?
Very nice. You like that? She leads by two. She's at 16 under. Got stuff going everywhere, man. congratulations to Colin Morikawa. Colin, say that one again.
Colin Morikawa.
I thought I said it right. Birdied his last three holes Sunday to win the Barracuda Championship, making him the second player this summer to go from college to PGA Tour winner. The win takes Morikawa into the world top 100. He is now at 90. Brooks Koepka claimed a first World Golf Championship title as he cruised to a three-shot victory at the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. The world number one carded a closing 65 at TPC Southwind to get to 16 under, with fellow American Webb Simpson providing the nearest competition as Koepka added a WGC title to his four major championship victories. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. Certainly want to thank one of our new sponsors to the show, Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne. Hey, if you're in the Daphne area, golfers, take your scorecard over to Champy's on Highway 98 in Daphne. Me and Danny's got your first beer. All you got to do is take it anywhere in there and say, hey, Southern Fairways told me to bring my card in. We got your first one, not all of them.
Full disclosure, only the first one.
That's right. Tell them we sent you. All right, there you go. That was a mouthful.
Hey, I do want to tell you, I want to mention a young lady, of course, that's very dear to our heart, Elaine Wood.
Yeah.
You know, big Chuck Wood's daughter. Yep. You know, and Charles, a great young player as well, of Montevallo. She won on the WAPT Tour in Texarkana Country Club last week, picked up sizable check. A sizable check is going to get her into some different things like that. So just congratulates her. Won in a dramatic fashion, made a 15-foot putt in the playoff, I believe. I saw some videos of it. But congratulations to Elaine. Wonderful young lady and a tremendous golfer.
You know, we talked about her at the beginning of the year, and she'd been playing in a lot of events and couldn't make the cut. And what did we say? Keep your eye on her. She's going to – this sometimes not winning is the best thing for winning.
I've got chills.
And she has always worked very hard
so,
at it.
Yeah. So
she
profound.
Really has.
How'd you like that?
I did. That was good.
How'd you like that? She does. She works very hard. She works very hard. There's a lot of girls out there, especially at Timber Creek. You got the little Gilchrist girl.
Lauren.
She does. She's out there every day working. And she's a junior, I think? Oh, no, she'll be a senior. Coming up at UMS. And I think she's number 2 in the state. So, man, wish her very much success as well.
Absolutely. Well, you look at this Central we talked about last week with Colin Morikawa winning in the Stableford system. I mean, what a big win for him. You go with him now. Remember, he lost in the playoff against Matthew Wolf. Here's two young college players come out early, make a big splash, win automatically. You know, they get out on the PGA Tour, win within their first 3 or 4 starts. Unbelievable stuff. And we're looking right now at Victor Hovland, who has a sponsor's exemption into the Wyndham Championship. He's trying to make a splash right now. He's a prolific player as well.
Victor Hovland. Okay, you know who we're talking about, right? All right. You know, he looks like Podsy of Happy Days.
It's kind of a cross between Potsy and Patrick Carrigan. But he's a tremendous player. He played really well yesterday. We're going to see what he does. He's going to have to win today, or actually finish in a tie for second or win to get his card for next year. But certainly, David, and you follow all this throughout the years, the big thing for these young guns out here, and even some of the seasoned vets that are teetering in that 128 to 135, 140 spot, if you're in that top 150 at the end of the year, you get put in a rotation to play certain events and stuff like that. Obviously, the goal is to get to the FedEx Cup Championship, because then you're exempt for pretty much every tournament except for some of the majors throughout the next year unless you win. But, you know, this Victor Hovland, these young guys, David, they come out so quick with such confidence. And mind you, all three of them, very unique swings among all three of them. Nothing alike about anything. I like the Morikawa kid swing, but Matthew Wolf obviously owns his type of swing, and Victor Hovland's just a strong, strong physical specimen. What do you think?
You know, you have things that are common with, you know, with good players as far as impact position, you know, some different things there as far as head movement that will lend themselves to, you know, to good contact and good and consistency, but there are some individual parts of it also. And it is interesting when you see someone, you know, like that's going to be a world beater, you can tell that has, you know, I think it's fun to see.
Definitely.
Sets up for criticism when they have a bad round.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a kid that's been playing good too is Austin Cook. He's been playing extremely well. He's right there on that bubble.
He's bubble boy. Yeah.
He is. He's at 126 right now in the FedEx. He's projected to be at 122 if he can stay where he is right now. So good luck to Austin Cook. I love the way he's been playing. He's been these cats are good. These cats are good. If you just watch them, the way they swing, and it's fun to watch.
You think about the different swings. You go back to the, you know, Bagger Vance's famous words: "Just find your true swing, and then play it."
That's it. I like it.
We're going to do that today.
I caught all kind of flack this whole week about some of my comments about Brooks Koepka. The biggest flack I caught, obviously, was from Buckeye. You know, I made some comments about Brooks Koepka, but I think, in full disclosure, Randy, now back me up. Mm-hmm. I was a little critical of his press conference at the Open Championship. I thought he was a little bit full of himself, a little bit considering that Shane Lowry just broke the 54-hole scoring record in a 148-year-old tournament and had a third-round 63. And Brooks just made kind of a flippant comment that he thought he was playing better than anybody else in the world. He was hitting the ball better than anybody else in the world, but yet he was behind by 7. In full disclosure, when I was critiquing that last week, Randall, and back me up here, I did say, now that doesn't mean he won't win by 5 today. Do you remember me saying that?
I do remember you saying
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. I just want to clear that on air because I know Buckeyes listen. He gives me a hard time. Sometimes people have selective hearing, not to get on my dad that much. But, you know, it's just one of those things. He's a tremendous player. I just wish his press conferences were a little bit more condensed. What do you think, David?
Well, he definitely has the confidence. That's
he has
sure.
some confidence.
He definitely, yeah. he really does have confidence in what he does. And, you know, look at what he's done in the majors. Hard to
It's hard to beat. I remember last week he was like 45 minutes late for warm for his tournament.
Yeah.
He went out there and played pretty well. Told you maybe that's all he needs. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, you ready to give away some golf? We'll do that, I promise. Coming up. Plus, we're going to talk about slow play. Don't go anywhere. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, Danny Spivey, and we've got Boudreaux, Mr. Matt Brandt. He is with us, of course, the general manager here at Glen Lakes, where we're broadcasting from today. David Musial hanging out with us. Guys, let's give away some golf. Let's do it right now. We'll take the fourth phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. We'll get a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Now, what does that mean? That means you're going to be the hero because you get to bring four of your golfing buddies out here. We're going to take care of the green fees for you. All you got to do is pick up the cart fee. And if you haven't been out here, you're going to definitely enjoy it. So there you go. Fourth phone call, 251-343-0106. You'll get to experience Glen Lakes in Foley, and you'll get to see David Musial. And that right there, just alone by itself, that right there is a prize by itself. Just coming and shaking David Musial's hand. All right, here's your official world golf rankings right now. Brooks Koepka remains number one. Dustin Johnson, two. Rory McIlroy, he is three. Justin Rose is four. Tiger Woods, five. Francesco Molinari is sixth. John Rahm moves from eighth to seventh. He swaps with Bryson DeChambeau, who drops to eight. Justin Thomas is ninth. And Patrick Cantlay rounds out the top ten of your official world golf rankings. Okay, so there you go. Now, one of the subjects I want to talk about for just a few moments is slow play. All right, I don't know if you had the opportunity to see from our buddy Bobby Hall last week. He got in Mississippi. He got in some slow play, and he had his little rant. Okay, we're going to talk about that next week because we'll be up at our wonderful place, Dancing Rabbit. We're going to be up there for 3 days celebrating their 22nd anniversary. We'll be doing the show up there. We'll have Mark Powell on. And Bobby's going to be with us, all right? And we'll talk more about it. But I kind of want to get y'all's thoughts on slow play because we all want to go have fun. We want to have fun out here. But, guys, what that means is you get to your ball quickly, and then you can take your time to hit the shot. But don't take your time getting to the ball and then taking your time hitting the ball.
Well, and I think, you know, we can all have our theories on what causes slow play, but I think the biggest culprit is just players are not ready to hit their shot when it's time for them to hit. We talk about the ready golf. We talk about all these things. You're allowed to keep the pin now in the hole, so that's supposed to kind of speed things up as well. But we all have the culprits amongst all our golfing buddies. Those who just seem to be out for a leisurely round of golf, which is fine. And then those who are Speedy Gonzalez out there, you know, who are hitting while you're trying to get ready and stuff like that and all that. But really the tips that I always tell people is, you know, especially when you're in a golf cart, you know, you don't have to watch everybody hit their shot and then go over. If it's a 90-degree rule or cart path only and your ball's on the other side of the fairway, take three or four golf clubs over there along with your range finder. Don't walk over, look at your, you know, see what it is, walk all the way back, then walk all the way over, and it just wastes time. And, you know, it's a whole different animal talking about regular golf, David and Matt, than it is talking on the PGA Tour. There are things in place on the PGA Tour, including stroke penalties when you're on the time, cash fines, disqualifications, things like that. If you've ever played in a USGA event, what I've been fortunate enough to play in and stuff, believe me, if you're slow on time there, they really let you know it. And, I mean, you gotta pick it up and move.
And let me ask you, whenever you were in Ireland, okay, yeah, did they allow slow play?
Oh, no. There was, you were walking everywhere. and they kept you up. There were marshals on every course, probably every three or four holes you'd see them. They'd just be watching from a distance, and if you were slowing down or you were causing problems to back up the course, they come out there and tell you.
You know, and David, I guess as a operator of a golf course, whenever you have slow play, it affects you in a lot of different ways, not just having one or two members upset.
Right. It, you know, as far as, you know, pace of play and beginner golfers and golfers that are starting to get exposed to competition, as we move along into that, it's our high school players that, you know, being ready and not taking more than one practice swing in your routine. You know, all the things because you need to start that now before you start getting to the point of where you have penalties for playing slow. And, you know, at our club, we're fortunate that our pace of play is very good when we're able to get off the cart paths. You know, for every golf course, when you got to stay on the path more often, it takes longer. But, you know, play when you're ready. The couple things that do help with the rules of golf, you know, Danny had mentioned the flag stick. We can keep the flag stick in. That saves some time. Now there's no more than a three-minute search for a lost ball. That helps. And I know with your event today that, you know, 3 minutes is all you have, and then you got to, you know, play lost ball, keep moving. You know, the new local rules, which are not in effect for your event today, but we have adopted here for our men's club and our ladies association that if the ball's hit out of bounds, that can use the rule of not having to go back to the tee and can come across to the fairway and drop with a two-shot penalty. And all those things help to keep that pace of play moving. But it's a bad day at Glen Lakes when you're getting past 4.5 hours for a round of golf, and you've got your customers backed up behind that are not enjoying the round on a 105-degree day.
Do you suggest that folks that have that are not single-digit handicaps, that they have a limit? Like in our event here, it's a 36-point system, a Stableford system, point system. But do you think that the average golfer going out should say, hey, if you've made a double bogey, pick up and move on? Because it drives me crazy watching somebody that's got a 22, 25, 35 handicap, and he's trying to putt everything out, and he's taking a 9 on a hole.
I think that's a great way to play golf. If you look at your event today, which is a points game, high handicappers or any of you struggle on a hole where you can't make a bogey and make a point, you pick up and move on to the next hole. You know, high school golf, especially high school girls, that they play a lot of double par, and that keeps players in the game and also helps far from a confidence standpoint when they have a bad hole and pick up and move to the next one. But, you know, I definitely agree. I think you want to keep that play moving and keep things moving along.
I think, too, one of the biggest delays I see, and I saw some earlier in the week, cell phone use. You know, respect the game, respect the purpose that you're out there for, to have a good time, to get away from what you do every day. I had some guy on the green. He was standing there with his phone, puttering under his arm. His buddies, it was a threesome, his buddies both finished putting their balls in, and they're in the cart waiting, and he's still on his phone while we're in the fairway waiting to approach, and then he gets off his phone, then he decides to go ahead and finish his two putts.
Now, I'm sure that you said something to him.
Oh, absolutely. I said hello.
I would have said see you on the next tee.
I said I'm sending Billy after you.
That's right. Well,
that's what I'm doing. But Billy's coming.
The cell phone, look, turn it off or put it away and have fun doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Guys, use common sense. Use common sense. And I think nowadays we certainly are getting away from common sense. By the way, we want to keep our thoughts and prayers with those terrific day yesterday in El Paso, and then last night in a place that you're familiar with, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
So I think there were 20 that passed away in El Paso that were shot and killed, and then last night. So,
yeah.
So yeah, keep your thoughts and prayers with them, no doubt. All right. Good talk on slow play, guys. Try to pick up the pace. Play ready golf, and you'll keep everybody happy. Hey, we got to talk about Trunk Caddy Organizer, okay? If you've not seen this, we're thrilled to have these, and we want you to go online to toplinegolf.com. Check them out. You will absolutely, you got to have one for your trunk. Mine is not quite as full as this, Danny, this picture that we have, mm-hmm. but it's getting close.
It's getting close. I have mine in my back of my SUV. It's got all kind of stuff in it. You know, and I was telling Ben that it's multi-useful. Now, Matt, you'll get a kick out of this because you're in the food business. I have an electric bike with a big back, you know, a box on the back of it. So, you know, the pizza boxes for delivery boys inner city? I put a little insulated thing in this top line bag. And I drive around my work, you know, sometimes and deliver stuff to people and just, you know, just because I'm like that.
I like that idea. Look, there's plenty of room. This thing has – this is the first time I saw it today. And I need one. I mean, it just makes sense. I've probably got a few tees and few balls rolling around the backseat of my truck right now. They could use a caddy.
All you got to do is go online, toplinegolf.com, and check them out, okay? Now, today, the closest to the pin winner will receive one of these. So we appreciate Ben Crane and
problem solved.
There it is. Problem solved.
There it is.
Of course.
Gotcha. It's one good shot. Here
that's right. And
by the way, I got to mention, being a good friend of ours, he took his son to Boudreaux's and for his birthday party and absolutely loved it.
Well, great. I saw the text about his event, and I actually remember his group being there for the birthday party. They were really happy with Braxton, our server. We got a great team, a lot of fun, great atmosphere, great food. Love seeing David out there. Got to see him a few days ago and twice in a couple of weeks out there, and then I see him today. We're becoming fast friends.
Yes, you
come down and play.
That's right.
It works both
and,
ways.
And we're really excited. We're blessed to have great fans, and those fans just awarded us with a Nappy Award for nice. Best Eastern Shore restaurant. So we're excited about that.
Good job right there. Absolutely.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
It certainly is. I'm telling you, if you've not been by there, you've got to go to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, just right off I-10 on Highway 98. You have a beautiful setting there. And although it is hot on the outside, you've got the misters out there when it gets a little chilly. And, guys, we are just a little ways away from college football, ready for it. When it does get a little chilly, you got some heaters out there as well.
That's right, so. Heaters, the fire pits. We're gonna take care of you all year.
Absolutely. Got to check it out. And be sure and get the Southern Fairways
Chip Shot Martini.
All right. Hey, congratulations to Evan Reed of Daphne. You get the 5-pack to Glen Lake. So, Evan, you will be the hero in your group. Get four of your buddies and bring them on out here. Hey, guys, Bridgestone. We got to thank Bridgestone, too, for what they do. Bridgestone Golf is a big sponsor of Southern Fairways Golf Show. And as you know, we went up there a week or so ago, and it was absolutely fantastic going through there and seeing how that they make the golf ball. It is unique in the manufacturing of golf balls. No one does it like Bridgestone. And, of course, we know one of the all-time greats, Tiger Woods, is hitting a Bridgestone. Been hitting it for a long time, okay? You might want to check one out yourself. Check out the new E12 Soft, okay? You can get them right here at Glen Lake for sure.
The Bridgestone ball has been our most popular ball.
It is good.
There's a wide variety of product, as far as in the E12 line, as far as the soft and the speed. The tour balls are fantastic, and they just make a great product, and we've done very well with them here at the club, and appreciate the support of Thad Franklin with Bridgestone, what he does for us at our club.
Thad is one of the best. No doubt. Okay, the Wyndham Championship, it is the last weekend of regular golf, and then they go to the top 125 and start the FedEx. I got to be honest with you guys. This just does not feel right to me. It feels like we're in August, but it feels like July and we're at the end of golf.
No, it really does. And you look how the year began with Tiger winning the mate. First of all, we go to the Players' Championship, and then Tiger wins the Masters and Koepka, and it's been an unbelievable year. And going to come to a close before we know it, about 3 weeks.
We'll talk more about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You've got it tuned in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Sounds like that music right there is just made for Boudreaux.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know who that is, don't you? That's a little trombone shorty. I saw him live at the Sanger, one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
I could play that.
Had us dancing in the aisle.
That'd be great for a little Sunday brunch music right there.
All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways, wrapping up the first hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show, broadcasting live from Glen Lakes Golf Club in beautiful Foley, Alabama, just 6 miles north of beautiful Gulf Shores. And for all of you in the South that are listening to us, if you've not been to Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, it's a little secret. It's a little secret. It is absolutely beautiful. There's a lot of folks that I talk to, some of my good friends from California that have never been down to the beach, and I take them to the beaches here. They're like, would have never guessed Alabama has beaches like this. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. David Musial, the general manager here at Glen Lakes, hanging out with us as well. David, you've got some things going on down here. You've got your fall league, fall junior league coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, we had our just finished up with our first junior league this summer, and just really exciting to see the kids that we had playing in the development. We just had a nine-hole championship, junior championship from junior league, and I had Olivia Akins, who plays at Gulf Shores, who's going to be transferring to Alberta. She was shooting 52, 53 in high school season, shot a 39 straight golf, wow. Playing it down. Hayden Joyner shot 41 to win his age group. Hayden was one of my Snook Christian kids that couldn't break 55 to start the season early in the year. So a lot of fun in watching these kids. We have a six-year-old, Matthew DeRoy, that's a member here, that just played in the World Junior at Pinehurst.
How about that?
That Matthew, I've been working hard with him, and he finished 41 of 100 players in his age group in the six and under. So just real excited about our fall league. Our fall league is $60 per junior. We do rent spectator carts. Parents want to come out and watch, and it's a low-pressure environment. We do a clinic on a Friday afternoon, then play on Saturday morning, and it's getting these kids play. And we talked about pace of play. When we first started junior league, kids were played 8 holes. That's all we could get in 2 hours and 15 minutes. And then we got to where we could play 9 holes in 2 hours. So it's nice. it's keeping it moving. Be ready. That's what we say. Be ready. When you get to your ball, that getting a club in your hand, on the green, you're really working with them as far as being ready when it's your time to play. But, just really excited about the direction that we're going as far as our traffic, the summer traffic you mentioned about at Gulf Shores. Our play was up 15% to 20% for the summer with our public play. And, a lot of that is our superintendent's just doing a great job with the golf course. We've got some nice specials. We have Super Sundays, $26.99 after 11. Summer Saturdays, $29.99 after 11. Doing some things, some promotions to get some people out and playing. And just encourage the listeners out there to come out and play with us. Like I said, the golf course is in great shape, and we just appreciate the support from the golf public.
You hear us talk about your superintendent, William Dabney, a lot. Now, William worked on Augusta National for, 7 years?
Yes.
His mom just retired after working there for 40 plus
in the
years.
Business office, sure did.
At Augusta National. How bad would that be to make that drive for 40 years?
Mm. That's I got to tell you, just saying Augusta National, we all have our stories about that place. And I'll tell you what, the fact that he got a chance to kind of be there, be on the grounds, of course, his mother being there for as long as she was, I mean, it's something special. Anybody that could stay with a job 40 years, I have a lot of respect for.
No doubt. Yeah. Keeping it for 40 years.
Keeping it. That's kind of where I was alluding to, Randy.
So we put a lot of pressure on William. He's been at Augusta National. You know what the golf course is supposed to look like.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, he's getting it close out here. I mean, it really looks good.
The greens are nice today.
There's no doubt. We encourage you, if you have an opportunity, come out and check out a good friend, David Muir, on his great staff here at Glen Lakes. You can dial 251-955-1220. That's the number here. Set up a tee time. Come out and enjoy it. Listen to our show. We give away. David is very, very good about giving away a lot of golf here. And we appreciate that and appreciate everything you do for the show as well, David. So appreciate our relationship.
Well, we appreciate our partners. Appreciate you guys coming and bringing the groups and spreading the word about Glen Lakes. And just real fortunate of how we've been doing this summer and having a great year here at the club.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the FedEx Cup. This is, as we mentioned, the Wyndham Championship is the last regular season of golf, and then we get into the FedEx Cup, and top 125 will advance, then they'll knock it down to the top 100, then to 70, and then to 30.
Well, you're exactly right, and whoever's in that top 125, Randall, is going to punch a ticket, get on a little plane flight, from North Carolina, go all the way up to New Jersey. Jersey City, the Liberty National Trump Golf Club. Beautiful place for the Northern Trust. 125 players in that. They're going to take the next 70. Those 70 will go to the BMW Championship, of course, at Medina. What a great place to be right there, huh, David? Right there in Medina, Illinois. And then out of that 70, the top 30 will make it to Eastlake. Little guy named Eldrick Tiger Woods won there last year, Randy. Pretty fascinating. He'll be there this year because he's right there. Of course, he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play in the Northern Trust. I'm not sure. He will play at BMW Championship, and then more than likely will be at Eastlake as well. But you look at some of these players. We talked about dark horses or whatever you want. I think you may have called it right, partner. This Webb Simpson cat. I don't even know if he's a dark horse. I think he may be a favorite.
And he could be. Now he's playing so well, he may turn into a favorite.
He is playing well. He's putting with so much confidence.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's just firm, back of the, hitting the flagstick, dropping in. Yeah, he really is. Really is putting well and playing well.
Which might be a great tip for our guys that are getting ready to go out and play today in the GCGA Tour event is get the ball to the hole. Okay? Nerves show up. Whenever you're short of the hole, that means nerves are showing up. Agreed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, one of the tips, you know, there are so many great putting tips. And, David, one of the things I got years ago is when we talk, you know, you have aim point, which is tremendous. You have different kind of styles and all that. Randy knows we've played enough. I'm more of an apex of the break type of putter because I grew up on bent greens, you know, growing up on things a little bit faster. You know, sometimes down south with the Bermuda, different types of year, you got to hit a little bit harder. And, of course, at Sedgefield, that's where Webb's really kind of doing well. But I like to look at the cup once I get the break, and I like to put the cup as basically a clock, you know, 12 through 12, basically. And Randy and I, we've played together. I'll say, listen, I'm imagining the ball coming at, say, 7:30 if it's a left to right putt, or 4:30 on a right to left putt. And I kind of look at it that way. And sometimes
it's a Nicklaus style.
It's a Nicklaus style, very much so. And I want to know where the ball is going to come into the hole. I've always been one of those putters. I like to see the last rotation of the golf ball instead of that 18 inches past the hole like a Watson. But I tell you what, it's all about. There's only two things to putting: line and speed. You get those right, you got a chance.
Pace is unbelievable with my high school players. But middle school and high school players, we spend a lot of time, you know, on pace putting. A lot of great drills as far as with short game, as far as with short putts, but spending a lot of time on, you know, getting to where that, you know, I've got good players that can hit six greens in nine holes, and we got to get two putts or less.
Got to get two putts or less.
That's where it comes.
Two things that kill your golf score: one is penalty shots, and the other one's three putts. Yep. If you can eliminate those somehow, then you got a chance.
That's right.
And that's what Hank Haney says all the time: is you got to get rid of the three putt. You got to. And you know, you got to learn to be a good lagger.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, if you're not hitting it tight, you better learn how to lag.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to be watching you. I'll be watching you today. As a matter of fact, David, how about this little grouping? Okay. It'll be Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It'll be Danny Spivey with Southern Fairways Golf.
There you go.
And myself, along with our fourth. Are you ready for this one? Our little quad will be rounded out by none other than Dirt himself, Adam Weldon, with Adam's Title Pond. Our little genie in a bottle.
I'm hoping he's going to turn my golf clubs into stone cold cash.
It's a celebrities group there.
That's right.
That'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be good.
I may be seeing him afterwards. Hey, look, I do have some gold and silver. I need some cash.
I've got these fillings right here. No.
Car title.
Exactly. Hey, Matt, before we get out of here, what's happening over at Boudreaux's? Folks got to get over there. I'm telling you, you got to go by and check out Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne, the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast.
Thanks, Randy. We got a lot of fun going on. Again, we talked about the deck earlier. Come out and enjoy it. The weather's been fantastic. It's really been a mild summer. We got the fans and misters out there. We've got a great fresh catch daily. We just got done with swordfish. We have some tuna we just cut this morning, ready for you guys to come out and enjoy. And look, come on, get online at BoudreauxCajunGrill.com and make a reservation. We have online reservations now. We take them 7 days a week. Give us a call if you can't get online, 621-1991. And make a reservation there. Definitely recommended for Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. So come out and enjoy. We'd love to take care of you and the family.
Great place to be. There's no question about it. All right, next week we're headed up to Philadelphia, Mississippi, for the 22nd anniversary of Dancing Rabbit. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I've played it several times. Great golf course.
Matt, wish you were going to be with us.
Great place for a golf trip.
It'll be a lot of fun. We'll be up there for 3 days, two nights and 3 days. And our good friend, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, is going to be with us. Mark Powell, the general manager at Dancing Rabbit, he's going to be with us. Going to be a lot of fun. So we'll look forward to seeing all of you next week as we come to you live from Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Dave, thanks for hosting us today.
Hey, thanks for coming out and playing.
All right, buddy. There you go.
Appreciate you,
Matt,
being here.
As always, looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Danny, we'll see you out here on the links.
Yeah, see you in five.
That's right. All right, for our whole staff here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, use your golf etiquette when you go out and play. Bye-bye, everybody.